You are listening to KRHS Media, located in St. Louis, Missouri, sponsored by the Rittner School District.
I'm Will Rivers with KRHS, and this is STL Teen Speak, a series of interviews dedicated to teens and those who affect teens in the St. Louis region to give voice to the stories, opinions, and hopes in the aftermath of Ferguson.
So we're here today
Yes, sir.
Your age?
I'm 17. I will be 18 next month.
Mm-hmm. What school do you attend?
I attend Lutheran High School North, right in the heart of Ferguson.
So, given the events of today,
so I want to thank those of you who participated
given the events
in the
of
open mic,
these past days,
what is your opinion on that?
Are taking place now due to August 9th, the death of Michael Brown, have resulted in a new movement in which we must come together, look at the deeper issues of race, inequality, socially, politically, and economically.
What do you think the social divide is? Like, how do you think we can fix that?
By having conversations like this, you know, these open summits, you know, where the youth comes and speak, because we can have all this anger, but unless we channel into meaningful action, through the legislative process, that's where you get a true movement. You know, people ask, is this a moment or a movement? I think it's a movement, because we're organizing, we're protesting, we have our lawmakers, our legislative leaders.
And of course you have those that think it is just a moment. Would you say to those that think it's just a moment?
You know, I would say to them, are you doing anything to bring a peace of mind to the situation? There are people struggling, there are people hurting, and while you're just sitting, they are still winning. Do not be a pawn in this game of chess.
That's a very good analogy that you used. So what is it like being black youth in St. Louis? Knowing that, like, for instance, because I am black youth in St. Louis, I know, like, our parents, they have conversations with us talking about, since you're black, you don't have all the same rights as a white person. You can't wear your hat or your hood in a store. What is that like?
It's frightening. It's sad. And it's not even frightening for myself, but I fear for the youth.